Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to The Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. We have a tremendous business leader in America who's been on national television and radio and in all the major business publications for the past 20 years, a tremendous entrepreneur who received an honorary doctoral degree from Damon College in Amherst, New York. I'm referring to entrepreneur John Katsimatidis. You may remember he ran for mayor. He did very well in the race. A lot of people think he's going to run again because in the Buffalo News he was quoted that he has one more run left in him. We don't know. If he was joking. He didn't know if it was going to be governor, mayor, U.S. Senate, or dog catcher. John Katsimatidis, born 1948, Greek-American billionaire, businessman, and radio talk show host. He is the owner, president, chairman, and CEO of Gristidis Foods, the largest grocery chain in Manhattan, the Red Apple Group. Many of our listeners know Quickfill throughout the Northeast, a real estate and aviation company with about $700 to $800 million in holdings in New York, Florida, Virgin Islands. Our guest today, John Katsimatidis, great entrepreneur, American success story. Now, he has a radio show on this station, airing Sundays from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Sundays. Let's talk about what is the Cats Roundtable that airs Sundays, 15:20 a.m., 9 to 10 in the morning, every Sunday. What is the show all about, John Katsimatidis?
Well, I mean, we have a Sunday morning show where people are drinking their strong cup of coffee, sitting around the kitchen table, want to know what's going on in the world, what's going on in the country. And, Brian, I grew up in the days of Walter Cronkite. And 95% of the people would believe whatever Walter Cronkite said.
Right.
And we have a problem in today's world. The major channels, CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, the average American doesn't believe anything they say. And it's a serious problem. I started this show as a hobby. I get paid $1 a year. And I believe in being able to tell the truth to the American public. And we interview both Democrats, Republicans, independents. We interview scientists, medicine people that have discovered cures or solutions for problems. Anything that's interesting. We interview NASA people and ask them, well, what's the truth about Mars? And we have a real interesting show a little bit of politics, a little bit of medicine, a little bit of science, and just to keep things interesting on a Sunday morning.
Well, it's amazing. I want to talk now for a few minutes about the guests. And I get the emails about our guest program. And, of course, it airs to 17 states, from Montreal down to northern Florida, west to the Mississippi. So the eastern seaboard is covered by the Cats Roundtable, 9 to 10 Sunday mornings on ESPN AM 1520, with tens and tens of thousands of people listening. Now, you get guests which are amazing. Newt Gingrich, Rudy Giuliani, Speaker Paul Ryan, U.S. senators, governors. I mean, really, you have police
and
chiefs.
You know what we did last Sunday?
Who's that?
Brian, we had Rudy Giuliani, and we had Trump's manager, Paul
Manafort.
Mm-hmm. Manafort. And they were beating up Hillary. So you know what we did? We called up James Carville on his cell phone number. He was in his pickup truck and say, "Hey, James, somebody has to defend Hillary." And, you know, James is a Cajun guy out of New Orleans.
He's a firecracker.
Yeah, you might not agree with everything he has to say, but he's a lot of fun. And we had a few laughs together, and his wife, Mary Madeline, is a diehard Republican. So it's fun to talk to people like that.
Well, it's fascinating, and I know James Carville because my son goes to school with his daughter at Hobart College, and I'm much more conservative than Carville, but when I saw him at the dormitory 2 years ago, I said, "I like your wife," and he said, "So do I." Now, why, let me ask you this. I mean, you're a well-to-do guy. You know, you don't have to work another day in your life. You don't have to do this radio program. You could sit at your place in the Hamptons or travel to Greece and spend the summers in Greece. Why are you trying to get the truth out? Why are you trying to get the message out? You could do 100 other things. You're a very successful, self-made entrepreneur. Why are you doing this?
Well, yeah, I've done it 137 consecutive weeks out of New York, and I want to stay relevant. You know, I ran for mayor. I spent $11 million of my own money just to get the truth out. And I, you know, I got a lot of recognition, and we came close. But I've met so many people that I enjoyed meeting. And I wanted to stay in touch with them. They wanted to stay in touch with me. So I said, I'm going to do it. And Sunday mornings, I was bored. I get up, and, you know, we go on from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock.
Right.
And there's nothing to do between 9 and 10. I mean, the big shows in New York don't start to meet George Stephanopoulos at 10, meet the press at 10:30. And I said, people want to hear at 9 o'clock in the morning, what's the truth? And that's one of the reasons I did it.
Okay. You're with WNYM in New York City. You're on ESPN radio out of Buffalo, 50,000 watts on the whole East Coast and probably half of Canada. Are you on other stations, too?
And 50,000 watts out of Philadelphia.
Okay.
And 10,000 watts out of Washington, D.C. And I understand we're going to be going into Boston next and Florida.
So you're going to be hitting, I know we hit 17 states with the show you're on right now. You're probably going to hit half of the U.S. between these five stations.
Well, you know, people want to know the truth, and we get so many positive vibes, and I enjoy doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And people enjoy listening, and we get, like I said, a wide audience, and we get participation from both sides, and I've met so many great people. I really enjoy talking to Newt Gingrich. You know what I enjoy? When people have common sense. And, Brian, common sense is not all that common.
Right.
But it's so important that people should possess it. I think that's we're setting things straight.
Well, we're learning a great deal. Our guest today is John Katsimatidis Sr. He also has a very gifted son. John Katsimatidis Jr. introduced him before about 500 people at the breakfast at the National Republican Convention with the New York delegation, and gave a beautiful introduction of his father. So a lot of people, just like they see the Trump children carrying on the tradition, also people are seeing the same with John Katsimatidis Jr., a younger version of our guest today on the Rusk Report. So we'll hear and see more of the entire family. Again, John Katsimatidis' Cats Roundtable appears Sundays on the East Coast from Montreal down to northern Florida, west of the Mississippi to 17 states, 9 to 10 a.m. on Sundays on ESPN AM 1520. If you have any thoughts or comments, you can write to Brian Rusk, The Rusk Report, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. I'd like to thank those who've called in regarding New York City civic leader Phil Rosenthal, Nick Langworthy, Erie County Republican Chairman and President of the Polish American Congress, James Levitsky. We have coming up John Milton, who owns the Muskoka Steamships, Jordan Mulligan with tourism in Ontario, and Dennis Eisenbach, the head of National Grid. So we have a lot of exciting programs. A little bit more information about John Katsimatidis Sr. He also owns the Hellenic Times, a Greek-American newspaper based in Manhattan. He is the chairman of the CEO of Red Apple Group, subsidiary United Refining, and he hosts a show on a sister station, WNYM, as his program is put on ESPN Radio, 9 to 10 a.m. Sunday mornings with the Cats Roundtable out of Buffalo to 17 states. Let's talk a little bit. I want people to hear the inside dope on these two speakers. I was at the Republican National Convention as our sister station, WBEN, was there the whole time. Also, John Katsimatidis' dear friend, Rita Cosby, was there covering the convention. And you mentioned two people that have been on the Cats Roundtable, who I heard speak at the Republican National Convention, Rudolph Giuliani and Newt Gingrich. Now, are these two of the brightest people in American politics today? You know both of them. What are Rudy and Newt like?
Oh, well, they're both committed to making America great. Newt has so much common sense. You know, what people don't know, Newt Gingrich and Bill Clinton sat together at the same table and balanced the budget and ran a $500 billion surplus. So our deficit went from $5.5 trillion down to $5 trillion. And then after that, under 15 years of George W. and Obama, we went from $5 trillion to $19 trillion, Brian.
Terrible.
It is horrible. What happened with just $400 million that got sent to Iran? I had Newt Gingrich on my show, and I said to him, Newt, who has to sign on the dotted line for the Treasury Department to ship $400 million to an airplane? And there's only one person that can do that. It's the President of the United States. The Treasury Department is not going to take the Speaker. He's not going to take the majority of the House. He's not going to take the Vice President. It's got to be the President of the United States' signature. And then, what's worse than that, Brian,
yes,
it's against the law to move that kind of currency. The American currency is against the law. So you know what they did? They circumvented the law. Instead of sending American currency, they sent British pounds. They sent euros and Swiss francs. to circumvent breaking the law and shipping $400 million to Iran. It is a sin. A few months ago, you know who else we had on the show, Brian?
So we had basically hostages were bought and sold with the U.S. giving it in foreign currency. Is that correct?
Iran would not allow the hostages to take off on their airplane until the airplane with the money landed in Iran.
Well, it sounds like mafia. It sounds like organized crime, doesn't it?
It's sad where our country has gotten. And like I said, I'm not shooting Republicans or Democrats. It's just plain common sense. And the Department of Justice, I'm surprised that they allowed this to happen.
I never heard of anything like it. I remember Ronald Reagan was having arms for hostages, but this is foreign currency for hostages.
It's horrible. And the other thing that we had on our show, Brian, we had Senator Bob Kerry from Nebraska.
He's a bright guy.
He, a Navy SEAL, a Medal of Honor recipient, 8 years governor of Nebraska, 12 years governor, senator, and he was a chancellor or president of the New School University.
Yeah,
I had him
man.
On my show, and I asked him, you know, there was a 28 pages of Senate reports that were hidden from the public on the 9/11 on our World Trade Center being knocked down. I said to him, Senator, what's in those 28 pages that Americans would be surprised about? And he says that the Saudis were involved and the Saudis supervised it. And that threw shock into the system. 8 weeks later, after Senator Kerry was on my show, 60 Minutes Today report, and it was very similar to my show. But the thing that came out that Monday morning after 60 Minutes, Senator Lehman, the former Secretary of the Navy,
yeah,
said, I'm surprised at 60 Minutes, they left out the one American name that was involved. And that's still top secret, and nobody's revealing what American name knew about 9/11 before 9/11 happened.
Well, why can't we hear this name? If this is such a criminal who's backing the biggest terrorist act in the history of the United States, why aren't we, as taxpayers and citizens, allowed to know who that person is?
I don't know. I don't know who it was, but it's got to be high enough on the totem pole that would embarrass a lot of people. That's all I can imagine.
Well, this is very revealing. I think our guest, John Katsimatidis, should be on 60 Minutes himself as a host. I mean, he's getting information that you never see in the New York Times or New York Post or the Buffalo News. This is information you never hear about.
We tell the truth, and we try to get it out to the American public. And I'm talking high-ranking Americans with credibility telling those stories.
Okay, again, for all our listeners in the 17 states listening to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520 with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, tune in on Sundays, the day after our program, 9 to 10 in the morning. And it's on ESPN AM 1520. It's the Cats Roundtable with John Katsimatidis Sr. hosting. And you'll get stories you can't find in the newspapers. And then, it's funny, 2 weeks later, you'll see it on 60 Minutes. So, okay, a little bit more information about John Katsimatidis. He unsuccessfully sought the Republican nomination for mayor of New York City in 2013. A lot of people are begging him to run again, that he can win this time with the upheaval in New York City and the lack of backing of the police for the incumbent mayor. Early life, John Katsimatidis was born on the Greek island of Nisyros on September 7, 1948. He came to the U.S. with his parents when he was 6 months old.
And Brian, I can't run for president.
Well, we're not...
My father and mother were 6 months late bringing me to this country.
Well, I'm sorry, it's our loss. But you can run for U.S. Senate, governor, mayor, or as you joke, dog catcher. Again, he's a businessman. His net worth is in the billions, self-made, owner of Gristiti's Foods, Hellenic Times newspaper, Red Apple Group, United Refining Company. Let's
and
talk...
In a Buffalo...
Yeah.
Once we get a freebie on this,
yes.
We have the Quickfill Red Apple stations.
They're all over the place throughout Western Europe.
Supply. And you know what what I created and I'm proud of?
Yeah.
Our gasoline is 100% American. In other words, it's all crude oil comes from Canada, North America, made at our refinery in Western Pennsylvania, in Warren, Pennsylvania, by Americans. So we used to have a commercial. Our gasoline is 100% American made. And you know something?
Yep.
All the people in Buffalo and Pennsylvania, where our gas stations are, they love it. They rather buy American-made gasoline than buy from Cesar Chavez, from the Saudi Arabians, from South America, or whatever. And God bless America.
Well, you're a great patriot. Let's talk about the format of Cats Roundtable, 9 to 10 a.m. on ESPN 1520. What's the format like with these national, international city leaders? What is it like?
I get them on the phone, and we just ask them questions. And they're very forthcoming on a Sunday morning. And, you know, I can get your hot black coffee ready,
yep.
And tell the American public what you really feel. And most of them are really forthcoming.
What other breakthroughs did you have? You told about how you unearthed the payoff of $400 million in foreign currency with Iran for hostages, that the plane wouldn't go off until that foreign currency was delivered. It was 2 weeks later on CBS. What other exposés have you had on the Cats Roundtable that's on ESPN Radio?
Pages on that was hidden from the American public on 9/11. And the Saudi Arabians being responsible for funding it. There's still one secret on those 28 pages. Who was the American name that was there? But we have breaking news almost every week. On Monday morning after our show, we have maybe 20, 25, 30 news articles.
Mm-hmm.
Based on things that happened during our show.
All right, what do we have coming up on the Cats Roundtable that's on ESPN AM 1520? What guests, what governors, what U.S. senators are coming on in the coming weeks?
We got to get on tomorrow, Friday. We start to prepare who we're going to be calling in on Sunday morning. A big item that's going on, Zika. People are worried about going to Brazil. Now they're worried about going to Florida and
right.
Miami. We're going to have the mayor of Miami Beach on. I told him I'm going to be calling him.
Good.
And to find out what's going on in Miami, should people postpone their vacations. And the United Kingdom, England, has warned their people about going to Puerto Rico. Don't go to Puerto Rico. Zika is really bad down there. We also do some religious news. We let people know what's going on in the Middle East. I mean, what's going on with Egypt? What's going on with Libya? What happened in the country of Turkey,
mm-hmm.
where that coup that was supposedly going on with Prime Minister Erdogan, maybe it wasn't really a coup at all. Maybe it was an excuse. You know what Erdogan has done so far? He has arrested 50% of the generals and the admirals in the army and the navy. He has removed every university president. He has...
It sounds like a dictatorship in Turkey.
He has fired 15,000 teachers from the universities. So what does that mean? Turkey was a secular country. All of a sudden, it looks like they want to convert it to a Sharia law country, which will be dangerous for Americans to go visit. So we're warning Americans on our show. And you know what we also have?
We're
also going to have Michael Hayden, the former CIA director of the United States of America, on this Sunday show. And he's going to talk about, should people go visit in Turkey or should they go someplace else?
Well, it would be very dangerous for gay people to go there because they throw people off roofs and kill them.
Sharia law. Look, it's dangerous for Christians. They nearly just chopped their heads off.
Terrible. Well, that happened in Egypt. 27 Christians had their heads knifed off.
And the Washington Post is not reporting that.
Well, let me ask you this. Is the Cats Roundtable on ESPN AM 1520 going to continue to bring out the truth you don't see in the New York Times or on 60 Minutes?
We're going to bring out the truth, and we hope that people enjoy our show, and we're going to be giving out an email address for people to give us comments on it, and we just want to deliver the truth and let people know what's going on.
All right. You reach 17 states with ESPN. With the other four stations, you're probably reaching another 10 states. What's the feedback you're getting in half the United States on the Cats Roundtable that's on ESPN 9 to 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings?
We are the number one radio talk show in those states on a Sunday morning, and we're getting that recognition from people, and we really feel good about it. You know, when you reach that many people, then God bless America, and let's get the truth out there, and let's have common sense.
Okay. You spoke before the New York State Republican Convention to 500 people in the New York State delegation. They were begging you to run for mayor, governor, U.S. senator. You said you had one more run left in you. Which run is it going to be for John Katsimatidis Sr.?
I don't know. You know, I think we're going to wait until the presidential election is finished before we make any decisions. I think we have one of the most important races in our country for a long time. Donald Trump was way ahead, then Hillary is way ahead, and now I understand they're both close. And Americans have to make a real decision. Look, I know the Clintons very well.
Mm-hmm.
I know the Clintons are going back 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
I also know Donald Trump well. They're both New Yorkers, and I've worked on charities with Donald Trump. So they have two different views. And what happens is the American people have to decide which view is more important. My one problem on Hillary's view is the importation of refugees. If the FBI and the CIA is telling you that if you bring in 20,000 refugees, 1,000 of them, 500 of them might be killers.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. Again, we urge all our listeners, tune in tomorrow, 9 to 10 a.m., ESPN Radio 1520 for the Cats Roundtable. Thank you for enlightening us, John Katsimatidis, and special
thanks
to Kevin Carr, Director of Production. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.